Today's video, we're going to be taking a brief look at the infancy of our great saint, Padre Pio. Welcome to our channel, our YouTube channel, Following Padre Pio, where we look at the incredible life of Padre Pio, whose life was actually just filled with miracles of all sorts. If you are new to our channel, then please do like, share, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, and you'll be included in this Friday's Mass Prayer Intentions. But the best way to help us with our Padre Pio apostolate is, in fact, to enroll your Mass Prayer Intentions. Just follow the descriptions on the side. 130 years ago, the village in which Padre Pio grew up, called Petrosina, was a very small village of just 4,000 inhabitants. And in fact, the oldest parts of the village were of medieval, you know, origins, from medieval times. A small church had been built on the top of a rocky outcrop. And around that church, the village slowly grew. And even today, the Church of Santa Ana dominates the really beautiful surrounding landscape. Now, a little further down from the church, we come to the district of Castello. And built onto the same rock are the oldest houses in Petrosina. The houses and the rocks are blends of the same timeless grey stone. It's really picturesque. And here, as described by Gerardo Leone, here we get the feeling of the living substance from which Petrosina is made. Now, one of the oldest buildings in the district is the Forgione family home, and that is on Vico Storto Fale. The future parents of Padre Pio came from families which had been long established in Petrosina, and the marriage between Grazio Maria Forgione, Padre Pio's father, and Maria Giuseppe D'Annunzia, obviously his mother, took place in the year 1881. But their esteem, respect for each other, and love for one another united them deeply. Now, Grazio is described as somewhat rugged and rough, yet he is also at the same time cordial and very hardworking. Those are his dominant characteristics, we may say. And his mother, Giuseppa, was described as deeply devout, pious, with a face of fine features, sweet eyes, and small feet. 6 years later, at their house on the small street of 27 Vico Storto Fale, their fourth child was born, the future Padre Pio. And that was at 5 p.m. in the afternoon. Well, in the early hours of the following morning, the child was taken to the church to be baptized by the priest, Padre Nicolantonio. He was given the name Francesco. Now, Padre Pio's mother, Maria Giuseppa, had a great devotion to Saint Francis of Assisi, and she wanted another member of her family to be blessed with the same name. Unfortunately, an earlier child of theirs with the name Francesco had not lived past his early years. So Padre Pio's family, even though they had more than five children, was not poor. They had their own house and land, which was unusual for those times. Though certainly the property was insufficient for them to have a luxurious, a bourgeoisie lifestyle. But every day, on the way home from their labors in the field, the family would stop at the church and pray the Angelus. They did not have luxury, but just a life of work and simplicity, and they were happy. Now, Francesco Forgione, as I said, the future Padre Pio, was just left at home during his young years. And in fact, he preferred the images and sacred images and sacred books than to play with his school colleagues. The reason he gave, he said, I will not go with them because they are blasphemers. So already, at that early stage in his life, Padre Pio's soul, his delicate soul, was turned towards God, and anything contrary to that, he stayed clear of. And his mother, Pepa, would not disagree with him. She realized that her youngest son was just different from the others, and she never had to raise a hand to him, never had to discipline him physically. And what Padre Pio would do when he was young is he would sit in front of the church door waiting for hours for the church door, the church itself, to be open. Because, he said, I just loved visiting Jesus and the Madonna. Every morning and every evening, he went there. Now, if Mama Pepper did not see the little Francesco on the rim of her dress, then she was not worried, because she knew where to find him. I guess that's at the church. To tell the truth, religion was in fact the daily breath of the Foggioni family. In the same way as the great religious festivals formed the rhythm of Pietrosina, that is the little town's whole life. Now, many years later, Padre Pio's father, Grazio, when he's already old and been looked after in the house of Mary Powell, said that one night him and his wife could not sleep. And little Francesco at the time, who's still a baby, had just cried the whole night through. The constant tears and groaning and moaning of the little child had irritated him so much that he just jumped out of the bed, grabbed the boy and shook him, shouting, "The good Lord must have given us a little demon instead of a baby." Well, to make things worse, Francesco slipped out of Grazio's hands and landed on the hard stone floor. And now his mother, completely beside herself, collected her son in tears, complaining to her husband, "Do you want to kill my son?" Well, despite his gruffness, Grazio had a very good heart. And he did not even think twice about sacrificing himself for his son's studies so that he could join the Capuchin monastery. And he went abroad to the USA to work there pretty much as a manual laborer, being promoted slowly. But that's what he did in order that his son could get the necessary education. And as an adult, Padre Pio remembers having suffered terrible nightmares in his infancy. And he told a friend that when his mother put him to sleep and turned off the oil lamp, it was oil lamps in those days, he would begin to cry. And then at which point she would be forced to light that lamp, switch it on again, and then he would calm down. Although this experience was not abnormal for a child, Padre Pio came to the conclusion in later years that it was in fact the devil that had been tormenting him. And from this very brief description, we can see the environment in which a saint can be formed.